This week, we continue our series on jobs and the economy by talking with the candidates in the 1st Congressional District. We'll start with the incumbent, Republican Frank Ginta of Manchester. He joins us by phone. Congressman, welcome. And let's start with your proposals on taxes, lowering rates across the board and then eliminating loopholes. Let's start with rates. How can we, first of all, guarantee that those cuts will work as intended, that the money will go back into the economy and work toward job growth, and that people and businesses won't simply hold on to the money and not spend it?
Well, we first should start with the premise that taxpayer money is owned by taxpayers. It's not owned by the federal government. And some in Washington feel that this is their money. And that's just not the case. When you go to work and you work hard and you earn your money, it's yours. So from a perspective of trying to build consumer confidence, trying to have a growth rate for our GDP beyond what was announced in Q2, which is 1.3%, we want for long-term tax reform to have a simplified system that's flatter and fairer and broadens the base. That, I believe, will increase revenue to the Treasury. So then policymakers in Washington have a decision to make about, you know, how to utilize those dollars. I feel that we should be paying down our deficit and long-term debt. But you would see with an increase in consumer dollars, an amount of money that is spent locally and nationally that increases our GDP growth, which needs to be around 4 to 5% in order to see the unemployment numbers truly come down.
I wanted to ask about loopholes. The call to eliminate loopholes is something we hear across the spectrum, but the question is which loopholes? And also then, does that include subsidies? Because some people do include that as loopholes, and some say that's an entirely different thing, something like subsidies for oil and gas. Would that be considered as a loophole that might be worth closing?
Well, on the corporate side, I think the general feeling in the House is this. Let's reduce the rate. Even the President of the United States has said that, and then and try to simplify the code and eliminate loopholes or deductions. The deductions that people refer to for oil and gas are manufacturing deductions, so that apply to more than just oil and gas companies. My sense, though, is we want to have a level playing field. We want a fairer system that is also going to be competitive. Right now, remember, at a 35% tax rate on the corporate side, we are the highest tax corporate rate in the world. Canada, our neighbor, just reduced theirs to 15%. So my focus would be, let's have an eye on global competition. Let's find a way to have a fairer system where across different industries, businesses are paying the same effective rate. And that is the goal. And I think that you will see that proposal come forward, certainly at least from the House of Representatives, and I hope that we can work with the Senate on getting something long-term, because this has now become more about, as important as fairness is and effective rate is, this has become a competitive issue, and we are not nearly as competitive as we were 5 years ago. That's sending companies across the ocean to go do business overseas rather than right here in America.
Last question, and this is one we're asking every candidate. As you propose these ideas on jobs and the economy, what would you tell Granite Staters to look for in 2 years about these policies to see whether or not they're better off economically than they are here in 2012?
Well, I think there's a number of things you want to look at, and I tend to look at how local communities are doing in terms of their revenues, how the state is doing in terms of its revenues. I look at, you know, building permits in local communities to see how people feel about the economy. You know, most people appreciate that if you make a substantive policy change, it's going to take some time for it to take effect. We have now had that under this administration. We've had 4 years of these policies to be able to take effect, and it doesn't appear, based on any objective measurement, that you're seeing a renewed strength in the economy. So what I would look at is a lot of those indicators, and then consumer confidence. That does matter. And what small business owners are saying, doing in terms of job creation and in terms of their long-term planning. So those are some of the things that I would look for in a couple of years after these policies are put in place.
Congressman Frank Ginta, thanks so much for your time.
My pleasure.
That's Congressman Frank Ginta, Republican in the 1st Congressional District. You can find more of our conversation and all of our election 2012 coverage at nhpr.org. Tomorrow, we continue our series on jobs in the economy with the Democratic candidate, former Congresswoman Carol Shea Porter.